The Czech Republic joined the world at the weekend in welcoming the release of Burmese dissident leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, who has spent 15 of the past 21 years under house arrest. In that time, Prague has pressed hard for her release and done much at both state and non-governmental level to promote democracy in the country. Christian Falvey has the details.
Aung San Suu Kyi emerged from her home on Saturday looking pleased and somewhat humbled as thousands of Burmese supporters gathered to cheer her release. Half a world away, the Czech Republic shared in the relief of the moment, having over many years kept a close eye on the situation in Burma and developed what Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg called an important connection.
Her having won the Nobel Peace Prize can also be put down to the efforts of former President Václav Havel. It was his proposal. So we Czechs are connected to her in a certain way. We have always tried to keep in touch with her, and she has not backed down in spite of all those years of isolation. She is incredibly courageous and a great support to all of her people.
The Czech Republic has, thanks in part to its own history with totalitarianism, taken a clear stance against the Burmese military regime via funding and asylum for dissidents. Through the efforts of Václav Havel and the country's EU presidency in 2009, the Czech Republic has been prominent in keeping the subject of human rights in the Southeast Asian state alive in international diplomacy. Maria Pelzinova, who runs the Burma projects of the humanitarian organization People in Need, praises her country's efforts on the Burmese front.
The Czech Republic is actually among the greatest supporters of the Burmese democratic movement. Since a long time ago, we have seen that the Czech Republic has been supporting directly, financially, the projects inside Burma, and at different international fora, they were striving to support the Burmese democratic movement and at the same time to apply pressure on the Burmese generals.
In addition to supporting the International Campaign for Democracy, People in Need have been on the ground assisting the families of political prisoners and independent journalists since the mid-90s. I asked Ms. Pelzinova how those projects could potentially be affected now that the opposition leader is free again.
In our projects inside Burma, People in Need is supporting all people that are striving for democratic reforms. So the release of Aung San Suu Kyi is actually a great opportunity. It will raise a lot of enthusiasm among the people, and I'm sure they will be even more active in their project struggling for democratic reforms. So we hope that we will have the chance to do more actually inside Burma and to work with more active people to support the democratic changes.
For Sabe Amthor Soa, the founder of the Burma Center Prague, the Czech Republic is the kind of friend that the Burmese democracy movement needs most, actively defending its interests in the field of human rights on the international stage, on which it always risks becoming overlooked.
Definitely, the Czech Republic's role in the European Union is very important, because the Czech Republic is always reminding its colleagues that the human rights situation is more important than economic relations with the regime of Burma. I think that without restoring the human rights, there will be no true democracy.
Sabe Amthor Soa also says that the Czech Republic must continue to press not only on the EU, but on Burma's neighbors, which are hosts to thousands of Burmese refugees and play key roles in the situation. While the release of Aung San Suu Kyi is a happy development, she says, there are still another 2,200 political prisoners who played key roles in the democratic movement and are also very important leaders in society.
That report was by Christian Falvey.